Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you are listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous. Every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help guide you to your personal power and to reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. In today's episode, we're going to knock your socks off so that we can ignite your full power. We will help you understand what full strength personal empowerment looks like and why we struggle as women to achieve it. But first, I want to discuss what full power means to me and how I found mine. You know, I've been a psychologist for over 30 years, and it wasn't my PhD that helped me reach my full power, but my own very painful burnout at age 53 that led me on a transformational journey that not only helped me find my fabulous, but gifted me with a mission and a passion to help other women find theirs. You know, like so many women, I was great at taking care of others, but neglected my own self-care. In fact, thanks to my perfectionist personality, I was constantly beating myself up with my own judgment and self-criticism. I was always pushing to be more, do more, achieve more, until I crashed and burned. I felt like a failure and a fraud. Here I was, the seasoned psychologist, and I felt like I was doing my life all wrong. Can any of you relate to that? Then two miracles happened. First, a friend gifted me with some CDs on how to learn self-compassion. Not only was this practice easy to learn, but for the first time in my life, I was able to open my heart to me. Can you imagine just how sweet that felt? Next, I stumbled upon a free webinar by my now mentor, Dr. Claire Zammit, on something called Feminine Power. I was immediately hooked, and I took her course and her next and the next until here I am, a certified Feminine Power coach, talking to you about how to find your full power. So what did this Feminine Power process do for me? Well, it allowed me to finally develop a kind, honoring, loving relationship with myself. I grew to trust my own gifts, talents, and strengths. How would you like to become your own best friend? That's what it finally feels like. I learned a powerful yet gentle way to face and transform those limiting beliefs and old stuck programs in me so that the deeper truth of who I had become could shine bright. You know, we can't erase childhood traumas, but we can turn pain into power with the right methods. And I developed this deep, peace-filled connection to my intuition, my inner guidance, and the power of the divine feminine. I feel I am guided, and this has increased my confidence and my resilience to the challenges in my life. We all deserve such inner guidance. Finally, my training program gave me a community, a wonderful community of like-minded, beautiful women, where it was finally safe to be both strong and vulnerable, creative and totally confused. I was finally able to bust up my lone wolf facade. What would it feel like for you to have a community that truly saw you, truly understood you, and fully supported your biggest dreams and visions? You know, feminine power completely transformed my life and gave me a clear passion and mission. I've always been interested in the unique needs of women, and now I have a method, a philosophy, a set of skills that allow me to guide other women to their full power. If you would like to learn more about my empowerment coaching, you can go to my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. And you're listening to Dr. Diane and the Find Your Fabulous show. So I've been sharing about my journey to full personal power. Now I want to talk about why it is so hard for women to step into their full power and how we end up playing small. So why is it that full-grown seasoned human beings, we women end up playing small? Well, I've been a psychologist for 30 years, and I see a lot of midlife women, and there are a lot of midlife women in pain. They do a lot of great things in the world, but they do not value themselves, do not nurture themselves, and do not assert their wants and needs. They play small. 5,000 years of patriarchy has left its mark on our psyches. Despite the women's movement and all the women now in careers, in leadership, in politics, women don't see themselves as talented, gifted, and powerful. We are to be caretakers, good girls. Don't take up too much room or draw attention to yourself. And when we dare to step out of these lines, we feel guilty. Despite intelligence, education, skillfulness, many women lack confidence. They don't believe in their own power. They are afraid to take risks. I can think of my client Kay, a midlife divorced, very educated woman who had adopted a special needs child. She was very giving and very smart, a perfectionist and master organizer. And she thought she was at the pinnacle of her career as the principal of a grade school in a very prestigious school district. The problem was she was miserable. The politics of the teachers, the parents, the administration was sucking her dry and eating up all her time. She had so many gifts and talents, yet was terrified of quitting this job. It was big. It paid well. It was prestigious. He supported her family. I could see clearly she could be a huge asset in any organization, but all she felt was fear, afraid to take risks. Now, we all have this basic inner conflict in us between being a good girl, proper woman, and all the opportunities now open to us. This creates role overload, especially during the child-rearing years when we're trying to do it all. We're trying to be perfect at home, at work, in bed, with our families and friends. Now, the deeper truth is patriarchy is past its prime. We need a new model of leadership in ways big and small. You know, I'm thinking of a quote by Gloria Steinem, the journalist and social activist who was an important and prominent leader in the women's movement in the 60s and 70s. She was definitely a role model for me as a young woman. She was smart, she was brave, she was strong, young and feisty, and she shared the company with my other heroes, Bella Abzug and Betty Friedan, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Shirley Chisholm. And Gloria said, the first problem for all of us, men and women, is not to learn, but to unlearn. We need to unlearn the programs of patriarchy. It's time for women to come into their full power, to share their unique gifts and perspectives in more empowered ways. Now, the programs I offer help women to develop and embrace their full power by helping them build a positive, affirming, attentive, and compassionate relationship with themselves, teaching them to become their own best friend and biggest cheerleader, helping them to own their gifts and strengths, and to discover how to share them in the world in deeply satisfying ways, how to believe in their dreams and deeper desires. It helps them open up to growth and expansion, a willingness to befriend your fear and face your limiting core beliefs in order to embrace the truth of the woman you have grown into. It helps you build that trusting connection to intuition, to inner wisdom, the energy of and guidance of the divine within you, so you can have confidence in your decisions. And it helps you develop connections to like-minded others for support, for guidance, for reflection of your greatness and fun. We are stronger together. Women have always gathered in circles. You can find out more about me and my empowerment coaching at my website, www.fullpowerwomen.com, or email me directly at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. So I'm Dr. Diane, and you're listening to the Find Your Fabulous show. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, I will explain why women in leadership over-rely on their masculine strengths. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back on the Find Your Fabulous show with Dr. Diane. I was talking about what full power can look like and why it is women get stuck playing small. Now I'm going to explain why so many women in leadership over-rely on their masculine strengths and the stress and tension this creates inside. So when women began to enter this previously male-dominated territory in politics, professions, the corporate world, and even finance, they had to play by the men's rules, which created an over-reliance on the masculine strengths, in the head strengths, the analysis, the problem-solving, the non-emotional approach. And they had to be twice as good and receive less pay to be honored in playing in the men's ball field. Did you know that in March of this year, Senators Patty Murray of Washington and Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut co-sponsored the Paycheck Fairness Act to make into federal law that women must receive equal pay? Senator Murray said, "Women across our country are still being paid less than their male counterparts, still being shortchanged, and it's time we finally take action to close the wage gap." Sounds great, right? This legislation was quickly shut down, and not many people even know about it to begin with. Isn't that mind-blowing? Of course, most women never believed that Roe versus Wade would be overturned. So here we are, out in the men's field, expected to act like them, but not being paid like them. Well, women are smart and adaptable. We have created professional success, but we also suffer from conflict and burnout. Be hard at work and soft and nurturing at home. And we get no real support in either area. We are trying to create through a masculine power system that trivializes and forces us to suppress our feminine gifts. We tend to suffer this burnout, this inner tension and silence, feeling like we are personally failing, versus the truth that the still too patriarchal cultural norms are failing us. And when menopause hits and the empty nest begins, all the confusion, the pain, the dissatisfaction can really increase. Like my client Kay again, she felt like a failure because she didn't like the work. And she assumed something was wrong with her, versus she was not being allowed as this principal to use her talents in a productive way. Women's strengths from thousands of years of caretaking of home and community allow us to lead in new and magical ways. By affirming strengths versus attacking weaknesses, by creative new ways of approaching problems, through collaboration versus competition, we have the ability to look at the big picture and long-term view, which is sorely needed at this time in history. We have creativity and the ability to manage chaos, intuition and connection to emotional intelligence, wisdom, compassion, and heart and soul. Isn't that just delicious? Now, women have always ensued the survival of the species, even in our limited roles as caretakers of home and hearth. Now, with education, role freedom, intelligence, and wisdom, it is time to rise in a new way. The world desperately needs us. As the Dalai Lama famously said at a peace summit back in 2010, the world will be saved by the Western woman. Guess what? That's us. Then in 2018, he said, my mother first gave me the gift of a woman's compassion. Now, the next generation of women must bring this compassion into positions of power. That's really powerful, right? But in order to bring compassion into positions of power, women need to learn to first bring compassion to ourselves. And that is one of the seminal teachings of my programs at Full Power Women. And you can find out more about me in my empowerment coaching at www.fullpowerwomen.com. And now I want to share with you what full power looks like and how you can begin to build it. So this is what full power can look like for you. A positive, affirming, attentive relationship with yourself. I count. I matter. I am my own best friend and biggest cheerleader. Knowing your gifts and strengths and how to share them in the world in deeply satisfying ways. Believing in your dreams and deeper desires like we did naturally when we were children. Opening yourself up to growth and expansion, a willingness to befriend your fear and face your limiting core beliefs in order to embrace the truth of the woman you have grown into, the very gifted and talented woman you have become. Building a trusting connection to intuition, to inner wisdom, to the energy and guidance of the divine within. You are never alone. You are always connected. There is ready guidance for those who are ready to see and listen in spiritual ways. This gives you confidence in decision-making, creativity in your ideas, and motivation to build your dreams. And you will be connected to like-minded others for support, guidance, reflection of your greatness, and fun. We are stronger together. Women have always gathered in circles. So, if these principles are so clear, why are we not seeking this every moment of every day? Well, first off, we have been brainwashed to think that focusing on our own personal growth and development is selfish. We are to put others first. Men are clearly not programmed in the same way. I see it time and time again. Something as simple as signing up for a free workshop on empowerment and then not coming because I had to help someone else. Secondly, women suffer from role overload and high rates of burnout. Authors Emily Nagoski, PhD, and Amelia Nagoski, yes, they're sisters, DMA, wrote a whole book on this in 2020. Despite the access to education, careers, leadership positions, and financial independence that women have experienced since the women's movement in the 60s and 70s, many bright, accomplished women women like yourselves are unhappy, are more unhappy than ever before. Because cultural expectations are not yet in alignment with our opportunities, most women are trying to fulfill our traditional roles at home and be a producer at work. Add in the care for our aging parents, and we have too much on our plate and not enough recognition from our spouses and partners, our children, our bosses, even our parents, of the overwhelm we are experiencing. Now, toss in menopause and the empty nester syndrome, and life for midlife women can really blow up. And we tend to suffer in silence, feeling like we are personally failing versus that we have a deck stacked against us. So despite our misery, we keep pushing forward without the energy or will to consider our own personal development, our own personal self-care. So both we and the world are deprived of our full potential. Okay, Dr. Dan, so how do I begin to work on my building my full power? Well, I have a little advice. First, seek the guidance and support of a professional or a professional program. If you could do it on your own, you would have. Make sure it's woman-focused, mind, body, spirit aligned, and transformational versus merely practical. Now, this is what my work is all about. You need to build self-compassion and self-forgiveness. This is essential. In fact, I wrote an ebook on the topic, and you can pick it up on my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. We also need an understanding of and willingness to transform the limiting beliefs and stuck patterns we all have since we were children. As a psychologist, this is some of my favorite work, and I teach a powerful method of transformation that is not only gentle and empowering, my clients can use it on their own for the rest of their lives. And we need to work on deepening your connection to your inner guidance system and the divine feminine. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. There is no one way to do this, but it's important to find the right ways for you. I love connecting women to the goddess within through deep meditative practices. We should also work on embodiment practices. Masculine strengths are in our head, and feminine strengths come from our bodies. The ability to listen to your body, to your feelings, to your energy and your gut intuitions, this is essential. This step of coming out of my head and into my own body and heart is what personally, as a controlling perfectionist, really saved my life. And then you need to work on building a community of like-minded others. You can't do this work on your own. The others to role model, to guide you, to reflect your greatness and power until you can own it on your own, to support you with fierce determination and gentle kindness. Together, we are stronger. This is why I love group work. Now, my signature program, Find Your Fabulous and Ignite Your Inner Goddess, encompasses all these developmental points in a rich and delicious way. I think of my client Kay again, who came alive in my program. She developed a whole new kind and attentive relationship with herself. She was able to connect to her inner wisdom and heart in a new, deep way. And with the support of the program sisters, she followed the inner guidance she heard to quit that job, and now is the director of a nonprofit organization whose mission makes her heart sing. Patriarchy, my sisters, has had a good run. However, it is clearly time for new ways of leading and living in the world. Women, because of our unique gifts and strengths, our heart and soul, are the obvious choice to lead this new revolution, this evolution of humanity. But we need to shed the programming of patriarchy in order to step into our full power and radiant potential. If you are ready to begin the adventure of your life, if you're ready to develop a kind and loving relationship with yourself, if you are ready to connect deeply to your inner wisdom and the wisdom of the divine, if you are ready to tap into your deepest desires and vision and begin to manifest them into the material world, I am here to guide you on this empowerment journey. This is the work I love. You can contact me at www.fullpowerwomen.com or email me directly at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. And before we end today, I have a tip. We've been talking about igniting your full power. A first step to empowerment is building that kind, loving, honoring relationship with yourself. And I've got a treat for you, a free ebook on developing self-compassion. It's a quick read. It's visually stunning and includes handouts, cheat sheets, and an embedded guided meditation to get you started on practicing self-compassion. You'll find it on my gifts and resources page on my website, www.fullpowerwomen.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane. I had a wonderful time with you all. Please join me every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Next time on Find Your Fabulous, I will have as a guest one of the queens of talk radio and the founder of Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pat Baselli. So join me then. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.